I think we're about ready to go. If you'd please be seated. Our third presenter today is Ingelina Nielsen. Ingelina is a church musician and I think knowledgeable and accomplished in music all around the world. Some of you may have enjoyed singing with her in a late afternoon options yesterday. Ingelina gave me this story to read to you. 2.5 years ago, her husband and Ingelina were required to leave their home, their children, and all their belongings in Switzerland. She notes that everything was moved away in a container except for the children. They left for a new appointment in Africa, not in Asia, which had been their second home. They are now nationed in Zimbabwe. Throughout her life and in all the sermons that she listened to as a church musician, she was searching for a less oppressive image of God. Her first aha experience came from reading Rosemary Radford Ruther's book, Sexism and God Talk. Her second aha experience into more freedom came through Wesley Ariyaraja's friendship in Geneva. He was a colleague at the World Council of Churches from Sri Lanka. No human being or institution, like the church, is great enough to comprehend the full truth of God. Therefore, we Christians have to acknowledge God's self-disclosure in other religions. There is only one God. Instead of missionizing and confrontational attitudes, we need dialogue. Ingelina is not now an active organist or church musician. Since moving to Zimbabwe, she has studied the Mabira. Did I say that right?
Mabira,
which is a thumb piano, which I know nothing about, but would be interested in learning what that looks like, the drum, and kinesiology, which is also called Touch for Health. Ingelina Nielsen.
When I met Chung Yong Kyung the other day and we exchanged travel experiences, I was amazed that I think she comes from more miles away than I am, but made it in half the time I needed to reach you, 30 hours. I'm very, very happy to be here, and the 30 hours are forgotten. I was positioned, unfortunately, between two men in the plane, which was overloaded. One was a bishop, or looked like a bishop with his attire. The other one was a missionary, and there was no talk between us. I tried several times, but I thought, okay, this is typical. So I did not disclose why I was on this plane. Today, I want to share with you and go through you with, I will tell you the structure so you are aware what comes at the end, and I hope you are looking forward to it. God's image in music of different cultures is the title. We will start with ourselves, move to what we are experiencing in our churches and what we have exported as Christians to everybody else in the world. We will sing a song from a mission field and we will analyze this and then come back to ourselves, because I think we all who are here have one testimony in common, and that is we are yearning for an image of God that is different than what we experience in our churches, or partially different from what we experience in our churches. So I would like you to stand up after the... please, yes. I want you to let everything go deep into yourself that we just experienced with Nancy and Nalini. It is a very rich experience that we need to let fall into our center. I want you to breathe deeply. Listen to yourselves. Find where your most secure place is, where you are yourself. Find silence there, or vibration, or music. It's the place where we and God are one. It's the place where music is in us, and that music is between you and God and His creation. Please take this connectedness with you through this session now. Thank you, and sit down. I would really invite you to fathom everything we do now against this background of being connected with yourself. What image of God do we worship in our music, in our churches, especially when we sing hymns? And what have we exported around the world? To answer this question, I chose Lift High the Cross, the hymn Lift High the Cross, which I hope many of you know. May I ask you to play it? I want you to listen now only to the melody and make up your mind, what does it suggest to you? What does music suggest, this music suggest to you? Till the piano is ready, I think I use the time and read the text to it. I wanted to do it the other way because I want you to show how powerful music is, but I think for this reason I will do it the other way around. Lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world adore his sacred name. That is the refrain. Come, brethren, follow where our captain trod, our King victorious, Christ, the Son of God. Led on the way by his triumphant sign, the hosts of God in conquering ranks combine, Each newborn soldier of the crucified bears on his brow the seal of him to the of him who died. This is the sign which Satan's legions fear and angels veil their faces to revere. Isopia, I think it's enough.
But we can stay in the building?
Yes, it's a
long. So please try to ignore the sound that we have in the background. Be stronger than it. Now, what about the text? Till all the world, to me, sounds like a threat coming not anymore from the first world or from the Christian surrounding. We in this hymn is brethren, is conquering ranks, is newborn soldiers with a sign of the cross on their eyebrows. I don't identify with this, I'm sorry. Captain for me is a military expression, is Jesus, is the King victorious. When I prepared this, I wondered, is there any place that Jesus refers to himself as the king? I don't know. And now comes the worst, I think, they. Who are they? The ones in the mission field? Satan's legions? From farthest regions? Let them homage bring? Is everything that is non-Christian evil? Okay, let me just, if many of you, can you come and sing with me? Lift high the voice, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world adore his sacred name. Follow where our captain taught, our King victorious, Christ the Son of God, the proper. Melody. It is a march. Yeah. I mean, that is very obvious. Yeah. It could be a march for a monarch's arrival, celebrated by everybody, willingly or unwillingly. It could be a victorious army returning home. Maybe a new ruler installed over a foreign land. Certainly, it is triumphant. Now, this is one hymn out of many. It stands, unfortunately, for many like Onward Christian Soldiers. It is also one hymn only in one category that I have real problems with when I was an organist. I tried always to refuse to play it. There is another whole group of songs, devotional, where Jesus is portrayed as sweet, fair, of course blonde, a little bit gooey. This is a whole other thing. Or we have the devotional hymns in our hymn book that praise nature. But do we have that relationship in our days, in our work days, in our work week? What I want to say with this is,
That is the place where we are in our churches, as I experience them, unfortunately, everywhere where I go. Now, where are we? Or let us first ask, where is music now in the missionized region that is much bigger than the missionizing region? What music do people make now in the countries that have been missionized by us as Westerners? Let us sing together the what you have on your sheet, Sib Amandlan Kosi. It comes from South Africa. I will read the text for you in the rhythm that we will sing it. Sib Amandlan Kosi. And you repeat, please. Sib Amandlan Kosi. Wokunge Sabi. Wokunge Sabi. Sib Amandlan Kosi. Sib Amandle Kosi. Siyawa Dinga.
Siyawa Dinga.
Sip amandlan kosi, wokunge sabi, sip amandlan kosi, siyawa dinga. Let's do it together. Sip amandlan kosi, wokunge sabi, sip amandlan kosi, siyawa dinga, sip amandlan. Yes, thank you. I just wanted to show you. Yes. We have to immediately go back because in Africa you sing this maybe 30 times, maybe 27 times, but usually more. So let's do this several times over that you get the feeling that first of all you get used to it and then you get the feeling what that means in your relationship to maybe your surroundings here.
Sip amandlan kosi, wokunge sabi, sip amandlan kosi, siyawa dinga, sip amandlan kosi, wokunge sabi, sip amandlan kosi, siyawa dinga.
Wonderful. Now, Africans stand up to it, to this and move to this. Unfortunately, I feel home. Something is not functioning. So let's improvise, stand up. If you want, clap with it. And I want you just to sing each verse once. As you see, we have, O God, give us power. Verse 2 is, O God, give us courage. Verse 3 is, O God, give us power again. Oh, and the last verse is Sip Amandla.
O God, give us power to recover.
Melody has no composer. Nobody knows where it was first sung. It is nothing really special, is it? It's not as impressive as the other one. It is just something one can very easily pick up. harm at the workplace, maybe even in the family, if the TV is out, you can take it and just have it in your system. The text is very different from our first example. It speaks about the everyday life of the people, their struggle against apartheid, their struggle against dehumanization, being excluded, being the disadvantaged, which means everything that ends with ism. Being disadvantaged is sexism, being disadvantaged is being black or being of the other color. Classism, all those words I heard a South African colored say, we are the disadvantaged. But if you look at the text closely again, you will discern that it is not so specific to the South African system and feeling that it hasn't a message for us today in Minneapolis and tomorrow in other places. It is global enough that we as feminists or close to feminism could say it could be our song. What a blessing. Electronics. I think even that Jesus could have used this song. Maybe the women around him, they dared challenge Jesus on certain issues that they thought he should learn, and he did. It's a song that comes out of very strong faith, out of a community effort, and out of the knowledge of being weak. It addresses God as the God who is with and for the powerless, the poor, and in this case, the imprisoned. So the orientation of this song is very horizontal, really. It addresses issues of their life. On the other hand, it is the vertical, I think, is not missing, because it addresses them to God. Oh God, give us power. Not for us to be good, but for being a community of healed people. This is very central to the African feeling of life, as you heard this morning Mercy say. Identity dwells and is only experienced for African people in the traditional society as a member of a community where the member knows exactly the place. This has very strong positive effect on identity. It also, from our Western point of view, does not give the person the possibility to question the institution of the community, nor does it give the person the freedom to express herself or himself creatively. We should have this in mind. Let us also sing the next one. It comes from Asia, where there is a very long tradition of Buddhism and Hinduism in Java, on the island of Java. And this melody I chose here is adapted from either of the two. I am not aware which one. I will sing it for you. You might just join because you are so good in reading music.
Amen, Alleluia. Amen, Alleluia. We praise your name, O Lord. Amen, Alleluia.
again. It has to connect again where we started out with you. Try to sing it into yourself. And only the leftover that doesn't fit into your body anymore will come out.
Amen, hallelujah.
Yes. We have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We have silence. And we need it. We have to go back to ourselves. Because now I want you to search for the image of God within you. And I want you to find a text that we could agree on or we could take as a gift. So have a moment. Think of one important experience or sentence that we can adopt as a community. Maybe you write it down, or maybe you are courageous enough to say it aloud so we can use it for making our song now. Is there anybody who dares stand up and proclaim a sentence? Yes?
God with us.
God with us.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
I have come that you may have life and have it to the fullest.
Sorry, I cannot write that fast. We have to decide on one, right? So blessed... could you help writing? Blessed are
you.
Can I just leave it at blessed are you among women rather than the second sentence, because that would make a long melody for us, would complicate our task. I had another suggestion from back there. You write it, okay? One more?
Be still and know that I am God.
And?
And know that I am God.
Do you have what you need? Bring forth what is within you and it will save you.
I'm really looking for very specific to our situation here now.
Did somebody say God is within you and within me? No. I will, this is not a selection of the best, but selection of maybe what is possible to sing to. Do you agree on blessed are you among women? Now, who do we speak to? Is this, do we think of Mary or do we think of each other? Are we sure of that? Can we use this? Okay, now I say it again. Listen to the rhythm of this sentence. Blessed are you among women. Blessed are you among women. Is there a melody in the room?
Blessed are you among women. Blessed are you. Blessed are you among women.
We have done something I have never done before. And you not either, I suppose. Let us keep this melody. We might offer it in our worship service tomorrow.
Blessed are you among women. Blessed are you among women.
We need something to it. If we sit as we do at the moment, I feel, whom do we really address that? And that was this question is not answered yet. Can we do something in movement that would enhance whom we, or make clear whom we mean by blessed are you? Remain where you are and we sing and you do it, please. And then whoever feels can have a partner. Let's try to do if this works out, yeah?
Blessed are you among women. 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 Blessed are you
Thank you.
My wish for you, for us all, is that we can have the courage you showed today in your congregations and try to do something where the professional theologians as well as the professional musicians will be encouraged to let us do what they have been trained for. Because I think as we do theology here, we also should dare to do music together on an unprescribed level that comes out of the experience that we have and where we identify. Thank you very much.
I wonder if you have any idea how beautiful you all looked singing that song and doing that movement. Maybe it's sleep deprivation, but I was really moved.